You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parashas Vayetze. The parsha begins, Vayetze Yankiv mi Be'er Sheva v'yelech Harona. Yankiv departed from Be'er Sheva and he went to Haran. V'yifka b'mokim v'yolen sham. The translators say he encountered, v'yifka is he encountered the place, and the Chazal have lengthy discussions about the place, where that is. V'yolen sham, and he went to sleep there. And Rashi says, on Vayivka, Rabbi Senu Pirshu Loshin Tfilo, that Yankiv Avinu was a Mispalel, V'lomadnu Shetikein Tfilas Alvis. But Yankiv Avinu completed the set. In other words, Avraham Avinu created Shacharis, Yitzchak created Mincha, and Yankiv created Mariv. Now there is a fundamental Torah from the Chidushi Arim on this Vayivka Bamokaim that gives us to understand the nature and the essence of Tfilas Alvis. And he says, Shetikin Shigam Kishaodum Bechoyshech. Yankiv Avinu's Kavana was that even when a person is in a place of darkness, Vehastoras Ponim, this connotates a lack of presence of the Rabbeinu Shalala. She'einu Yochel Lihiskarev El Hashem Izbarach, Lihispal El Alav. Im Kol Ze B'ma She'odom Yodea She'ein Loi Leilech Rak El Hashem Izbarach. When a person feels that he is bereft of the presence of the Rabbeinu Shalala, all is darkness. So when he feels that the Rabbeinu Shalala is, so to speak, not near him, Yodea She'ein Loi Leilech Rak El Hashem Izbarach, U'mochach Lispal Alei. If he's in the dark, literally and figuratively, that he has no one else to turn to but to Hashem Izbarach. And if a person has that concept, he reaches that realization, then al yedei ze yuchal hiskarev, he's able to connect to Hashem, even though he doesn't see Hashem, he doesn't feel Hashem. Ulakach tfilazu nikra pigia meloshen pega. That's the unusual language, v'yifka b'mokim. It connotates for someone who feels like he's lost. And he says, the Chiddush Arim further, that by day, after we finish Krishma, we say Emes V'yatziv by Shachas. But by night, we say Emes V'emuno by Arvis. And this that we learn from here, that Arvis, when it's night and we feel bereft, as we said from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, all we have is Emuno. Ha'ikar al yedei Emuno she'odom nimshach achra Hashem Yisborach u'mamin ki astora letoiv. The essence of Tfilas Alvis is that when all is dark, by Shachris and Minuch it's light, but by Arvis it's dark, is that a person should learn to strengthen himself. She is chazik atzmo b'toch ha'choyshech. She'al yedei zeh yesh yoysal nachas ruach. Kodesh Baruch Hu has nachas ruach. He enjoys this tefillah more because Kodesh Baruch Hu kiviyochel sees that the person is, even though he feels lost, he has emunah that he can still connect to Hashem. And he understands, when he comes to this madrega, the person who's davening, that the reason why he feels bereft from Hashem is not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hide himself. Ein kavanas Hashem is baruch lahaster be'emes ha'odam. And as a result, u'be'emes tefillah zu ma'ula yoysa, the person feels lost, and again, literally and figuratively, in the dark. And still, he has a emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to him. Such a tefillah is more beloved to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because a person knows when he doesn't have anything, she'en lo klum akol mehashem va'akol la Hashem. We only have the Rabbeinu Shalom, whether or not we feel his presence. When somebody reaches this madrega, ena sitra acha yochel letordai, then the Yetzer Hara does not have the ability to mess up his tefillah because he feels like he doesn't have anything, and all he has is his emunah. And then he says a very interesting thing. He says, as a result of this tefillah, he had the revelation of the Sulam, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ufaratz de yomo v'kedmo tzafoyna v'negmo. And he says, when a person has this feeling, al yedei she'odom k'ofar etzel astroma, he feels like dust. He's totally mevatel his ego, his gaiva. He reaches a profound level of anava, of humility. So when a person is mevatel himself, his metzias, al yedei ze ufaratzta, nachla b'li mitzarim. Fascinating concept. When a person thinks of himself like Avraham Avinu said, anochi ofa ve'efa, then he gets everything. In the merit of the fact that he's mevatel himself, mikol v'kol, to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So in summation, if I perhaps could coin a phrase, the essence of Tfilis Marev is coming to the realization that we are, in truth, our relationship to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we are mevatel ourselves. If we feel we are nothing, and that the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't owe us anything, then we get everything. Ufaratz the Yom of Akeid Mitzvah of Anegba. And this touches upon so many different Torahs, which we have said over the years, how Anova is the transcendent Mida of all the Midas, and how the Chidah says, Korv Alecha Dova Mo'oid, Beficho Bulvovcha La'asoysoy, this key concept for Tfilis Yom Neroyim, that if we say it and we mean it, and we come to this realization, then it's Mavatl all Gezeres. It's a master key with literally a transcendent power. And I just would like to, as is our custom, tell a story which I think captures this concept well. Zevin, in his Sipuri Chasidim, in Parshas Truma, tells a story of a Talmud Chochem, who was also very wealthy, who lived in Mizritch, in the time of Rav Dov Ber, the Maggid of Mizritch, who was the inheritor of the Baal Shem, and was the person that people went from all over the world to meet and get brachas from and try to become his Talmud, or Talmidim. And this fellow was a Misnagid. He figured he doesn't need the Maggid from Mizritch, he's a Talmud Chacham in his own right. He felt a little bit full of himself. He doesn't need a Rebbe. But then he kept on seeing people that came to his town, and he asked them, what are you doing here? Very chush of a people. And he says, we came to see the Rebbe. We came to talk to the Rebbe. We came to meet the Rebbe. So he still felt that he doesn't have much to gain, but maybe he should just go and watch him, how he davens, how he learns. And when he did that, he was captured. His heart and mind became close to the Maggid of Mizritch, and he became a devoted chassid. But strangely, he thought, he lost his wealth. And being that he was already close to the Rebbe, to the Maggid, he asked the Maggid, how come, now that I see the light and I understand, and it's so chashiv to me, that I am your Talmud and you're my Rebbe, how come I lost all my money when I came to this realization? It doesn't seem like the Rabbeinu Shalom is treating me fairly. So the Maggid gave him a very intriguing answer. He says, you're a Talmud Chacham. You know that the Gemara says that if somebody wants to be blessed with Chochmah, Haroitze li yachim yadrim. Instead of davening due east, he should turn somewhat to Dorum, to the south, while he's davening. But if somebody wishes to become wealthy, Haroitze li yashel yatspen, he should turn himself to Tzofen, to the north, which is the opposite direction than south. So the Maggid said to this Talmud, what happens if somebody wants to be blessed with Chochma, be a Talmud Chochma, and have material wealth? How can you face two different directions at the same time? How could you face to the south and to the north? So the Maggid said, the only problem with facing two opposite directions at the same time, if you're too grounded in this world to the physical world, what does that mean? In the physical world, there are limitations. You can't face two different directions at the same time. But if a person reaches a profound level of anava, of humility, then he's no longer bound to the physical limitations of the world. Then it's not a kasha. You can be in this world, but if you make yourself like you're nothing, then you minimize your connection to the physical world. And it is possible to be yatspin and yadrim. So this chassid, who was obviously a very bright fellow, he understood Musar, the hadracha that his Rebbe was giving him, that he should work on his anava, and he should be mavatl himself, similar to the concept that we're saying is the embodiment of the concept of Tfilis Arvis. And the story is told that he regained his wealth, and he was once again a Talmud Chacham and an Asher. Dearest friends, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us wisdom, B'tar libeinu le'avdecha be'emes, anabol l'tar mesayin loy, we want to do the right thing, and although the things that we try to do sometimes seem to be contrary to the nature of the world, and it's beyond our physical limitations, but this Dvar Torah and story seems to indicate that we can do more with ourselves than we are perhaps aware. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help. We should be zoicha to be mespalel for the gula and the yeshua of Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. And we should learn Torah and do mitzvahs Tara Libeinu, as I said before, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu will help that will be Zoicha for Agula Baruchni Bergashmi, for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.